Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Lynn Fisher of Washington County Public Health about immunizations students need before going back to school, as well as flu shots.
And what role does public health have in monitoring the immunizations for students in the county?
Right. Well, that's a great question. We do conduct the school audits. So in late fall, usually we don't start till November. There's a certain date Iowa Department of Public Health sets that we cannot start before because schools have to get ready and they have to have their all their student censuses established. But then we audit every school and every school record to see that students have their immunizations. So there are a team of three of us that go to the schools and all over all three school districts and look at those records, each one.
And are there some vaccines that have religious exemptions?
Well, some people do select a religious exemption, and it's not really the state says there's a religious exemption for it, but it's the family that's requesting the religious exemption. And so there is a form that's available from Iowa Department of Public Health that the parent or guardian signs that says we have this religious exemption, and they can list the certain vaccine or maybe all vaccines. And there is a medical exemption as well. A person has a provider, a physician provider, state that there is a medical reason why that student should not receive the vaccine. So those forms are available from Iowa Department of Public Health and their website. So those are the two exemptions available in Iowa.
Are those common?
Not terribly common, no. I would say, less than 5% of the students, maybe 1%, I'm estimating. It's not very common, no.
And can you explain, we've heard about herd immunity in the past. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, so that is when members of a community or members of a school, the majority of those people have had the immunization. They will protect other people who cannot get immunizations from the disease because they are all immunized. They won't be able to transmit the disease. And we do have those cases in our schools. We do have children, people maybe forget, we do have children that do get cancer. And we have children undergoing chemotherapy and radiation or have other immune system problems. And those children can't always be immunized, but they're still trying to get to school every day. And so we need those children to be protected as well, and in our community and in our schools. So having everybody else protected protects them.
And it's hard to believe because it's August, but are you hearing much about flu vaccines yet?
We are. We're hearing about flu. We will start, our flu vaccine is going to start arriving a little bit early, usually arrives in September. I think we will be starting to get a little tiny bit of our shipment actually next week. So I know the companies are shipping. So we've had a little bit of interest. A couple people ask about flu shots. What will be available, a 3-strain or a 4-strain, and we will have the 4-strain available. So we are starting to think about flu shots as well, yes, because once the middle of September hits and we have vaccine in our hands, then we will start immunizing.
Is there any impact on efficacy if you have it sooner in the season than later?
No, it's really recommended. CDC recommends that whoever has the vaccine should start giving it, administering it once they have that vaccine and not wait and hold it till a certain month, like October 1st or whatnot. It takes about 2 weeks to build immunity. So even if the people are immunized seemingly early, late September or 1st of October, it'll only be a few months in the peak season in February. So they'll have full protection then.
And if parents or students want to get any information or double check their records to see if they need any boosters, what steps do you recommend they take?
Yes, we're receiving a lot of phone calls about double checking records, and we can certainly do that. They can call us at Public Health and we can look up records. They can also call their own provider and ask them to look up records, because sometimes, you know, parents are trying to keep up, but they may not missing one or two dates. So they can certainly call their provider or they can call us at Public Health, and we will be glad to help them. That number is 319-653-7758.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lynn Fisher with Washington County Public Health. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.